hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Happy Halloween and welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, but as you can plainly see, dressed as Naked Scuba Boy today for the Halloween holiday. And well, a very special show today, and so far it hasn't went as well as I would have liked it to go. Let me set the stage once again. Now, we have this special telephone. You know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida, right next to Disney World. They have this ride, this attraction at the Magic Kingdom called the Haunted Mansion, and they had a yard sale a couple years ago when they were doing a refurbishment. I was able to purchase an old rotary phone there that used to be housed at the Haunted Mansion here at Disney World that they said was magic. It would actually dial up the dead. Or I should say, the dead could dial you. And so we've installed that in the Scuba Radio studio today here for Halloween, the Halloween Spooktacular edition of Scuba Radio. And the goal here is to connect with Jacques Cousteau, someone I had an interview set to do when Jacques passed many years ago. I actually had him scheduled to be on Scuba Radio, and of course we missed it because he passed away, and I got all my fingers crossed and a couple extra appendages with the hopes that we will be able to channel the spirit of Jacques Cousteau on this phone. So far, we've gotten the Croc Hunter. We've gotten Michael Jackson. We've gotten Billy Mays.
We got Jack Cousteau.
We got Jack Cousteau. Yeah, that didn't really go over well either. So this thing, I'm about ready to take it back and demand some kind of refund back from Disney about this. But so far, not going as well as I'd like it to. And we got the candles lit. We have a little fire going on. We got the mood. Oh, okay. That's the special ring. It has a very strange ring. I don't quite get that. But hopefully we can finally talk to Jacques Cousteau here on Scuba Radio on Halloween of all times. Hello, who's this?
Bonjour.
Yes, is this Jacques Cousteau?
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Yes.
This is Jacques Cousteau, yes.
Oh, awesome! Jacques, oh my gosh, this is an honor. I have been wanting to talk to you for so long. We've been on the air for 12 years. Jacques Cousteau, you are
I know that you've been on for a long time, yes.
Yes. Are you aware of our... Well, I had you scheduled for this interview. You passed away, and oh, man, this is all... You have no idea. I blame...
I have been putting off this interview for 12 years now, yes.
Really?
And finally, I have decided that perhaps if I come on the show, you will... shut up. Yes.
Yes. Well, Jacques, it is an honor. I have so many questions that I'd like to ask you. First of all, thank you for making this, making the world aware of the underwater world. I mean, we have you to thank for all the conservation efforts and bringing diving to the forefront. You're the man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Something I do not get enough credit for, I was instrumental in mermaid technology.
Mermaid technology?
I love the mermaids.
Yeah, well, we have our Scuba Radio mermaids, absolutely.
I know. I listen to this show week after week, year after year, listening
really?
To you talk about scuba
so,
because of you?
So you, Jacques,
no, no.
Yeah, Jacques
Cousteau.
No,
the mermaids, yeah, ooh la la.
Oh, okay, you like our merman. Well, how are you listening to Scuba Radio? So does this phone kind of go back to wherever you are or what?
No. I have to listen on my PC at the office. I listen to the podcast on my PC. If, however, I had been in hell, everyone that has an iPhone. Everyone in hell has an iPhone,
really?
And you can always call them, which is why it is hell.
Interesting. Okay, so you have a PC in heaven. That's nice to know. And you're
able
to
I had a better connection, though, and the virus is just terrible.
Yeah, you still have problems even there, huh? Yeah, it's at Windows. He must be on Vista.
Yeah. All right. Oh, the Vista! Oh, mon dieu!
But you like the mermaid. You like the Scuba Radio mermaids.
Oh, the mermaids. They are beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, Jacques, but I like to talk about scuba diving with you because...
What I would really like to talk about, though, is the fact that I do not think you understand that the dead can always see you.
Yes.
Always we can see you. Well, and I can see you now.
Okay.
And the studio is disgusting.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
there
Halloween.
There is not one mermaid to be seen in the studio. It is you, the naked scuba capewear guy.
Yeah, Scuba Boy.
And
naked
there
scuba
is
boy.
The Naked Octopus Man.
Yeah.
And then there's the crazy Mr. Limpet. And I can tell you, he looks a little better than Don Knotts. Yeah,
yeah, he does.
I know Don Knotts. And Don Knotts is, he's still scary. Scary looking, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And then there's the Lobster Man.
Yes, the Lobster Man. Yes,
no mermaids. I want to see some mermaids. Please, can you for me some mermaids? Yes.
Well, it's Halloween. They're working it tonight. I guess they're not available.
And can you tell me where I can find them? And perhaps I could go and see them there.
Well, we're gonna take one to Grenada in December.
Do you know the dead do not travel to time? That does not help me.
Okay, well, Jacques, I'd like to talk about scuba diving. Can't we talk about scuba? Can't you shed some light on or pass some wisdom on?
Speaking of shedding, what is the Lobster Boy doing with that costume? He's going to be naked too. This is disgusting. This is terrible. Terrible.
He's molting.
Sacrebleu.
You've seen this many times on your underwater adventures.
Too many
sure.
times. Yeah, too many times.
Jacques, he's shedding himself.
Yes. But Jacques, aren't there any words of wisdom you can pass along to the next generation of divers?
There are two things
right
that I would like to say.
Yes.
I think are very, very important.
Yeah, hopefully while diving.
Number one, the one thing that I find, aside from the mermaids, about your show that is so fascinating is that you have such authentic pirate accents on your program. All the pirates I know spoke French.
Really?
It's fantastic that you have such authentic French pirate accents on your program. That's fantastic.
You like that, do you?
That is the best thing.
That is amazing.
I do not know who does it, but that person, he is so historically authentic.
Really? Yes. Interesting that you would take sides with that. But, okay.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of that, but I guess you know better than I. But what about
between that and the mermaids?
Yeah, okay. Mermaids are fine.
Makes my week.
Come on, Jacques Cousteau. I want some. Give us something to share with divers.
One other thing I would like to pass on to all of your listeners as Jacques Cousteau, the man who almost single-handedly invented the sport of scuba diving.
Yes.
I would like all of you this weekend to take just a few moments of your time. And please, for my good friend, Michael Jackson, please go see This Is It. Yes.
What?
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
We've lost him, Greg.
This is just, I'm taking this phone back. I don't care if it was Disney. You know, maybe we should have called up Disney himself on this and talked to the big cheese.
Oh,
say, dude, you know, the people down here not taking care of business. I got ripped off. You know, I guess at least we had Jacques Cousteau from the afterlife.
You know, sometimes you get what you ask for,
yeah.
Not what you really want.
Well,
What you wanted was you wanted to have a scuba diving interview.
I wanted to have an intelligent conversation with Jacques Cousteau from the dead.
It seemed intelligent to me.
From the afterlife.
It seemed like it gave us a lot of insight into the afterlife, into what goes on.
I thought, you know, when he passed, he was up there in age, and maybe he was, you know, already starting to lose it a bit. But obviously,
he's French.
In the afterlife,
he's
gone.
And the ladies love the French.
Evidently.
And the French love the ladies.
They're the mermaids.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's kind of...
The mermaids do love the French.
It's just...
Why does he know that?
I don't know.
Who doesn't?
It's disappointing and...
There's a lot of buildup for it. At least you gave it a lot of buildup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people tuned in to the beginning of the second hour just so they could catch that.
Really?
I think it was worth it.
And now they'll be coming at me with an axe.
Well, no, they're probably making their reservations to go see This Is It.
Exactly.
Yeah, when Jacques Cousteau gives advice on a diving show, divers go out and do it, really, quite honestly.
Really? Well, I think that's module number 6 in the Paddy Open Water Manual. You must do what Jacques Cousteau says.
If Jacques Cousteau contacts you from the afterlife,
yeah.
Do what he says.
Exactly.
Yes, that is true.
Wow. Okay, well, all I can say is I'm sorry.
Did it go as you had hoped?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, dear. That's a shame.
It is sad. You know, but my expectations weren't very high.
Nice job,
I guess.
Though.
But, you know, and for the record, I'm not putting on any clothes. I'm going to the end zone.
The number of dead listeners we're going to have as we continue with this nude-tacular, this sausage fest, if you will, here on Scuba
Naked
Radio.
Naked Scuba Boy.
The dead are leaving us in droves.
He is kind of legendary, and I think he is immortal, but if he were ever to pass, I think we would have to call him on the deadline there as well. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's what we should do. It's gone so well so far.
Yes.
How could it not get better?
Well, you know, it is Halloween, and it's only appropriate that we do something as whacked as this. I mean, that's what we do here at this show, whether it's mermaids, whether it's talking about our latest travels, this video where a manta ray, attacks one of our Scuba Radio mermaids, or Bum Ray, you know, has his way with her in a rough kind of animal sex kind of way. I don't know. But
mantas can only have animal sex.
Well, are they animals or mammals? Or no, they're not mammals. They're fish.
Okay.
So
it's still the animal kingdom.
Animal.
Kingdom's at the top.
Yeah.
Kingdom, phylum, mammal, class, mammal, order, family, mammal. Genus, species. King Philip came over for grape soda.
All right. What's a mermaid?
Remember that.
What's a mermaid then?
Imaginary.
It was for good spaghetti, Bill. What's wrong with you?
Well, the point is that it's right down our
aisle. There's a point on this.
And there's no other place on the planet where you'll get this kind of information, this cutting edge type of dive-related reporting than you would right here at Scuba Radio.
And we did learn from Jacques Cousteau that he listens in spite of being dead. In spite of the hassles of being on a virus-infected Vista operating system,
yeah.
PC.
Are you sure he's in heaven? Because I would think if you were in heaven, you would be running on a Mac instead of a Windows machine. But maybe that's just me. That's
Bill true. Gates could have gotten the contract.
Okay. He does have a monopoly on everything down here. Why not?
Sure seems that way.
All right. We will talk to Pup Morse, who is going to be our on-site entertainment for the Dima Show here in just a bit. And we got much, much more on the Halloween Spooktacular right here. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Yes, this is the Halloween Spooktacular here for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master dressed up as Naked Scuba Boy, as you can plainly see. We've ditched the the phone line to the afterlife, and I do see the hotline is ringing. Let's see who's on the hotline. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello? Who's this? Bill, who is this on the hotline?
I believe it is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Oh, Kelly! What the hell? Kelly, is that you?
Shut up, bitch.
What the hell?
What's up?
I don't know what the heck that was, but it wasn't good, whatever it was.
No, it was not.
That was definitely the hotline, if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
The phone line from hell is what
something
it sounded like to
that.
Me.
Yeah.
All right. Well
then.
Yeah, I don't guess that was Kelly. I'm assuming that wasn't Kelly.
No.
And we'll have to find out what was going on there. But, hey, it is the Halloween Spooktacular. We're going to check in with Pup Moores. He is our on-site entertainment for the Dima show next week. And he has promised to perform some very special new songs for divers.
Very interesting. So he'll be like us.
What do you mean?
Performing special nude songs.
No, he's not performing nude. He's the scuba cowboy. And
he's going to have chaps on and nothing else.
Okay, like the new cowboy in New York City?
Yeah.
No.
Like the Midnight Cowboy.
I don't think so. I think he's planning on wearing clothes.
Oh, well, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah, but he has some special things in check for, or, you know, planned for the Dima show. He's going to debut some new songs, like scuba tune type songs.
Right.
Barefoot Man type stuff.
Okay.
And he's going to come on and provide the musical entertainment along with our Scuba Radio Mermaids, which will be wet this year. We are actually going to have wet mermaids in a tank there at the Dima show.
Are you going to be hosing them down?
No, they're going to be in a 1,000-gallon tank.
Oh, okay.
An aquarium, a portable aquarium set outside in front of the Dima show here in
nice.
Orlando next week. And we're
swimming around.
We're going to record our show there. And if, as you heard last week, we're giving away a ton of stuff. Not only will we be giving away these Scuba Radio Mermaid tees that are hot off the presses. They have actually a mermaid theme to them with the Scuba Radio logo and that kind of stuff. You will have a chance to win them on the air, by the way, starting next week as well. So make sure you listen for that. But we're giving away a liveaboard every day thanks to
that
our
friends. That is remarkable.
At Explorer Ventures, yeah.
That is perhaps the most spectacular thing I have ever heard. Not giving away a liveaboard trip, but a liveaboard trip every single day.
Every
Dima.
Single day. That's right. That is the plan. 4 liveaboard trips. And you know, the thing is, it's the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, their Saba, St. Kitts itinerary, and then we cap it off with an excursion, a liveaboard trip on their new boat, the Humboldt Explorer, in the Galapagos. That will be huge. That is a massive prize. And matter of fact, it's on my bucket list of places to go dive, and it looks like I'm going to be able to mark that one off the list. Hopefully April, May is one of their
do we want to start talking about my list of things to do before I pass away? With your help, I may live to be 154. Because I'll have all these things on my list to do, which I'm not going to be doing. Well, like going on a liveaboard dive trip in the Galapagos.
But, you know, as I describe what it's like to do these things.
Oh, it's just like being there,
exactly.
Greg.
Exactly. That
you
counts
can practically
for you.
Taste it.
You can mark it off the list vicariously through me, Bill. And that's why I come back and I tell you about these adventures. Just to, you know, make you feel bad. And so you can just kind of mark them off your list, like, well, okay, Greg's told me what it's like. That'll have to do. And I'll just carry on my mundane life the way I always do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just what I was hoping for, Greg.
Yeah, no, it is. Who knows? Maybe you can go on that trip, Bill.
Yeah, to the Galapagos? I would love to go on
that trip. It's very unlikely. Very unlikely.
Yeah. I just have to put together the cash and arrange the airfare,
exactly.
And then I'm there.
That's it. That's it.
Not too bad.
Yeah, brand new boat, too. So you'll hear more about that next week as we broadcast from the Dima Show, the largest diving event in the world, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More coming up.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the Halloween Spooktacular. We're going to check in with Pup Morris here in just a bit, play a song or two from his latest CD of Songs for Divers. He is a scuba cowboy, just a scubacowboy.com. And so, you know, it's like scuba songs with a country twang to them, just a slight country twang, but very creative. To say the least. Now, we're talking a little bit about our plans for the DEMA show. And next week is going to be huge. This is a major event for the dive industry, the biggest event for the dive industry every year. And, you know, in the current economic environment, obviously everyone's going to be paying attention to, you know, how is business being conducted? Is it up? Is it down? Is it, you know, smaller, bigger, whatever the case may be, right?
Well, and, in underwater, everything looks bigger.
Well, this is true, but and that's why we're bringing our mermaids and putting them in a tank, maybe. The seashells will look like double D's.
There we are.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to...
Maybe the seashells will look smaller, but the mermaids will look bigger.
Oh! Could be. I don't know. We will. Could you'll happen. Have to tune in and find out. But I'm looking forward to it. I was at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show this week, which is a similar thing for the boating industry, largest in-water boat show in the world. And I was there for the first day and was pleased to see that the activity on Thursday, the first day of the show, seemed to be up. You know, we'll have to wait and see how the weekend progresses and how it does overall. But obviously we're hoping that we're starting to see some signs of life.
Weather's still good in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, the weather was great. That was Thursday that I was down there for that event. So I'm hoping some of that spills over into the DEMA show next week. But, you know, everybody's kind of wondering how things are going to go. And I don't know, the people I talk to that are going, they're excited. You know, I think business is business. It's going to keep going whether it's down a little bit or up a little bit. So it's easy to get kind of caught up in the economic issues that we see on the news. But we'll be covering that and then some next week.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know why they're laughing. You know, sure, it's Halloween, but I don't know. Anyway, hey, look, videos, don't forget, we got the Dominica Dive Fest video now up at scubaradio.com. It's in HD on YouTube and on Vimeo.com. Just do a search for Scuba Radio. They will come up there on YouTube. And we literally just posted the new video that was shot, or the small clip that was shot of Mermaid Angela and the Manta Ray. She was rammed, but, you know, it was kind of like rough manta love is what it was. And we captured it on film. It's quite an interesting clip. I played it for Bill, CJ, and James here in the studio today. And it's kind of spooky, so it's only appropriate that it is published worldwide on YouTube on Halloween.
That does make sense to me. No flash.
No flash. What do you mean?
We've seen in other slow motion replay action in recent videos. We've seen some flash action. If you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Well,
like that here
in the Dive Fest video. Yeah, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, has magic boobs, and they literally glow.
It happens sometimes.
It happened in Dominica. It was like a green flash, but we captured it on film. That, you know, I'm getting more and more of that kind of stuff, and being able to get that out there to the world so they can actually see some of the stuff that we've been experiencing and reporting on Scuba Radio. It's kind of,
and yeah, it's just like being there.
It's just like being
practically the same, Greg.
But they think I'm just making this stuff up, and it's totally legit. It's right there on YouTube now, on scubaradio.com in the video section. So go see for yourself. And we got more where this came from. I'm really starting to kick it up a notch. The next video that should be published is from the Vandenberg, our dive down in Key West. I'm about ready to post that one up at scubaradio.com, probably within the next 24 hours or so. So once again, if you just do a search for Scuba Radio on YouTube, you'll find these. Or if you go to scubaradio.com and look at the video section or the video widget at the bottom of the page, you should be able to find a link to these videos right there as well. Now, as I said, next week we got the DEMA show. A lot of big plans. It's going to be a fun broadcast. You won't want to miss it. The idea is to give you a little, you know, glimpse behind the curtain of what's going on in the dive industry. If you're not a dive master and above, you can't get into the show because it's a trade-only event. But, you know, we have access. We're going to be there opening the show every morning, and we will do a broadcast from the show floor to kind of, you know, capture the energy and talk to our, you know, usual cast of characters that we've come to be friends with over the last 12 years of doing this little broadcast. And it's always a fun show, and we really are kicking it up a notch with the live entertainment, the mermaids in an aquarium, and the giveaways, a live aboard trip each day. You know, I didn't even mention we have an Olympus camera we're giving away. We have Nanook protective hard cases. We're going to do a little deal or no deal spoof at the DEMA show. Because we have these Nanook cases that are, you know, they're like briefcases. And we're going to do a dive or no dive contest. You'll hear that next week.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
All right.
That's right. You're not just my buddy, my chum.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Somebody's got it.
And a lot of times that is me on one of these boats. I've been pretty good the last few trips we've been on. I haven't been feeding any fish. But we've had excellent conditions on our liveaboard trip. So thank goodness I haven't been anybody's chum.
Yeah.
Even though that can make for, you know, an exciting time for the fish when you're trying to watch them underwater.
Isn't that Pup Morris that does that song?
That is Pup Morris, and he is on the line right now. He's going to be our on-site entertainment at the Dima Show. Pup, how you doing? Welcome to the Halloween Spooktacular. I say that to, you know, just to warn you. You see, I'm dressed up as Naked Scuba Boy, and I don't know.
You are so lucky you are not in this studio, Pup.
You know, I've heard that about Greg.
Yeah, well, you'll see it next week, because I may wear this to the Dima Show just for, you know, just kind of carry on that Halloween spirit into the following. It's like a week-long, party in Key West. Why not drag that up to the Dima Show?
Oh, good.
Show,
you know what? That actually kind of looks like a Fantasy Fest outfit.
Yes.
Now that you bring it up.
It does indeed.
You don't have enough body paint.
So, Pup, you are, I'm sure you're dressed up right now for Halloween. I did say anybody who calls in today would have to be.
Absolutely.
What are you wearing?
I've got my shark suit on.
Nice shark suit. Okay.
Yeah, I figured I was going for the attack thing, but you know, I've been listening to the show and I'm thinking, dude, you're talking about, you know, man of bumps and girls with glowing boobs. I'm in the wrong state, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's just one of the perks we have here.
I'm telling you, when you say you're in the wrong state, I'm assuming that you're in Florida where Greg is naked. I want you to understand, he's naked with a cape. That's it.
Yes.
There's nothing else. He's not wearing anything else.
Yeah, there's really nothing you can say, Pop.
Are you showing off your long hose again, Greg?
Yeah. No, he's not.
But notice where the cape is strategically placed. It's impressive.
It's to cover his back hair.
Okay. So anyway, Pop, I know you're excited about the Dima Show. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that this is going to be your first Dima Show ever, or definitely your first Dima Show appearance as a musician, isn't it?
It will, absolutely, and I am more than excited.
Now, I heard you were going to do some original music. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. It'll be all original music.
Will you be recreating You're Not My Pal, You're My Chum with Greg instead of Joe? Can that be done?
I think we could do that.
Yes.
I think that would be good. I have heard that about Greg as well. I haven't had a chance to go on a trip with him yet, but I'm sure I will soon.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, the both of us will be with him soon.
He likes to feed the fishes once in a while.
Well, this is true. And hopefully what we're going to plan here is to recreate that song on stage at the Dima Show. And, you know, I starred in a video for Divers Alert Network where I puked on camera. And so I know the proper consistency of water and chewed up cashews that you need to get to actually get that realism when it comes to spewing chunks. And we could probably do that. It's kind of like performance art is what we could do next
actually
week.
That, or you could just bring a water bed in, and that much motion is usually enough to set Greg off.
Yeah, but we don't really need to add the smell as much
That's
as the visual
point.
Stimulus of me just pretending to spew on cue at the proper time during a song. I think it could be, you know, it's just a whole big stage extravaganza that we can plan. Are you up for this, pup, or no?
I'm all over it, bro. I'm there with you. You are definitely my chum, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. Now, it's justascubacowboy.com. You can check out Pup's music there. Now, that is the first CD that you created for Scuba Divers, which was, how did this come to be, Pup? How did you get into this whole genre of what is it, Scuba Ribbian music you've
Scuba Ribbian, yeah. The bottom line is I really, you know, it took me a while in life to get my head on straight and pursue my passion, which is scuba diving, which has actually been there since I was a kid. And once I did, when you know a little bit about me, you'll realize that I don't travel anywhere without a guitar. And, of course, as I'm on all these scuba trips with my guitar, all my scuba buddies are saying, you ought to write a song about this, you ought to write a song about that. And that's just kind of how it all started. And so I started singing all around the Caribbean with, you know, scuba songs, and then decided to put out a CD. And everyone's been just absolutely wonderfully receptive. And so I'm pretty much here to stay. And the second album's already in the works. Should be out in probably late winter, early spring of 2010. So it's just a couple months out yet.
So what is the inspiration? Are you out on your dive trips and you see something like somebody puking over the side of the boat and like, hey, I can write a song about that, or what? What kind of triggers your creativity in that regard?
A lot of times it is. It's absolutely just almost word for word what happens on the dive trips. I don't have to tell you how crazy and wild and fun divers can be. So that's pretty much what it's about. It's just hanging out with your friends, doing what you love to do. You see something and you go, huh, I think I might just write a song about that. I'm already thinking about the man a bump and the girl with the boobs that glow. I mean, you're already sparking my interest, you know what I mean? So I just kind of sit down and write from there, you know?
Well, I'm wondering, in the new album, will it also all be songs about being seasick? That's what I understand,
yeah,
right?
It's just one song.
So only one song on the first Scuba Cowboy album.
It'd be like, you know, it's so cliche to do You're My Chum Part 2. Nah, that was back in the 80s. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
Right? So you pick a topic, you do it, and then it's its own piece of art. And there's no way to improve on an original like that. You go to some other new idea,
like
boobs or manta bumps.
I actually think of, when I go to justascubacowboy.com, what I'm thinking is, this is like the Mona Lisa of seasick songs. And you are not going to be able to do better than this, the Mona Lisa of seasickness songs.
Well, that's okay. Like I said, there's so much stuff that happens on a dive trip. There's all kinds of stuff to write about, and it's all entertaining for us divers. So.
That is true. Absolutely. All right, just to scubacowboy.com. You'll hear him live next week on the big show. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
Is this that phone? Is that ringing?
I don't know if it's the phone itself. It doesn't seem like it's really on the phone, but it seems to be bleeding over onto the regular lines. We disconnected it, Greg, but still we're getting contact from some otherworldly people.
All right, let's see. Hi, who's this? You're on Scuba Radio.
I am the ghost of Bob Marley. I have been growing this chain of dreadlocks for many years because I did not change my ways. I give you this warning. Three ghosts will visit you this evening. The ghost of diving past will call on you at midnight. The ghost of this time will call at you at 1, and the ghost of diving future will call at you at 2. You must change your ways to save yourself. An old man by the name of Tiny Bill wishes to complete his bucket list. He needs your help to kick the bucket. Take him to the land of the lizards, the Galapagos Islands, so he may complete his list.
All right, wait.
Heed my warning.
Yeah.
Or your dreadlocks will grow much longer than mine.
All right. Now, you obviously know that. You put someone up to that, didn't you?
I did not. I did. I wish I had.
That wasn't Marley. That was not Bob Marley.
Why?
Or the Marley from Christmas Carol either. Wasn't that Marley?
You know, that's the funny thing is you'd think somebody named Bob Marley would realize that's not a Halloween story but a Christmas story.
Not once did I hear him say, "Hey, what's up, man?" Because if it was Bob Marley, he would have said Mon. Yes, Mon.
He did say Mon.
He did?
Right at the beginning, he said Mon.
I thought he said Mon Day.
Maybe he did.
Okay. Sorry, not buying it. Don't believe in ghosts. I mean, sure, we may have a magic phone that can call the dead.
And you did speak to Jacques Cousteau.
Exactly.
And Billy Mays.
But I don't believe in ghosts. Come on.
That's silly.
That's for kids.
That's crazy talk
is what that is. Well, hey, you got to have fun sometimes, don't you? And what better day to do it than on Halloween? So that will do it for our Halloween Spooktacular. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed abusing you with it. Okay? And that'll do it until our broadcast from the Dima Show next week. Largest dive event in the world. Don't miss it. It'll be fun stuff. Guaranteed. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it is wetter.
Jacques, is that you?
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.